Welcome to Technology and Friends. We are here at the Microsoft Technology Center in Chicago, Illinois, and I am here with my guest, Sarah Sexton. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on Technology and Friends, David.
Thanks for being here after I've been trying for a long time to get you on my show.
It's probably been about a year since we've been talking about doing this interview.
And here you are, finally.
Yes, so thank you for having me on the show. I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about your blog. I think I'm going to call it a blog, right? It's shebuildsgames.com.
That is right. And I think it's okay to call it a blog because it's a place where I post interviews that I've transcribed with women in game development. And the whole cause of this thing is sharing thought-provoking stories with real women in game development to inspire the next generation.
Excellent. I'm looking at it right now, shebuildsgames.com. Tell me, how'd you get started in doing this? What was your inspiration?
So how I got started with She Builds Games was, it was this idea that came out of my desire to try to get more women in technology, because there aren't very many of us in the STEM fields. There's not very many in science, technology, engineering, and math. So I thought that if you could learn how to code a game, maybe you could learn how to code a software program and go from there.
Meaning that game development might be less of a hurdle as a starting point, kind of a thin wedge into technology.
A thin wedge into technology, but more entertaining and interesting and fun.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to say that making games is easy.
Okay.
Making games is very difficult, but it can be more engaging, and if people have a passion for it, they'll find it more interesting than making some app.
Sure, and a lot of people are already playing games, so there's a connection right out of the bat.
Yes.
All right. So the women, as you know, are underrepresented in the software world.
Oh, yes.
But you found some women that are building games.
Yeah, and so the thing about the statistics there is the casual mobile market is actually 70% women, last I checked, playing games like Candy Crush.
70% of people playing games on a mobile device are female.
Yes.
Wow. Is it any close? What's the percentage of people, of women, that are building games?
Women building games is only 22% last time I checked.
Well, that's much. So about three times as many women playing games as building games. That means that there's men building games for women. And if you know anything about men and women, you know that we're just guessing as to what women want.
I hear there's a movie called What Women Want.
Obviously, I haven't seen it.
Right. So it's all
I'm not
about,
sure it would help.
It's all about perspective.
It's all about perspective. So some diversity would be good, but also maybe just that perspective of women are playing the games. Why not have a woman's perspective building the games?
Exactly.
There's more of it.
And stats have also shown that games that are made by women perform well with women in addition to men, whereas on the other hand, games that are made by men only perform well with men, mm-hmm. kind of a miss with women.
That makes sense. They're coming at it from the same angle, the same experiences. Tell me about the women that you've interviewed. Who was your first interview?
Oh, my first interview was a coworker named Amanda. She's here at Microsoft. And
I know Amanda. Yeah,
yeah, she
saw her last week.
Brave enough to be my very first interview on She Builds
Amanda
Games.
Lang.
Yes, that's the one. And she was great. My next interview, I think my next most popular interview has been with Brenda Romero.
Okay.
And she's right here on the screen. We've got...
Let's show the screen here.
Yeah.
I know that name, Romero.
You probably do. So Brenda Romero got that last name from marrying John Romero, who created Doom, which is one of the first first person video games ever. So his name got really big.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So here's Brenda Romero speaking at GDC in 2013.
That's the Game Developer Conference.
Game Developer Conference in San Francisco. Yes, very much. Mm-hmm. So. She's best known for her work on the Wizardry series, which is like Dungeons & Dragons turned into a digital video game.
Oh.
And I love the story that she told me about how she got her start in video games. She was a 15-year-old in the women's bathroom in her school, and she struck up a conversation with a fellow student in the restroom, and they started asking about, like, do you have a job? Do you want a job? Do you play D&D? And Brenda had been a dungeon master already as a kid, so she did play D&D, and then that's how she got introduced to wizardry at Surtec back in 1981.
Surtec is what?
Surtec is the company that made wizardry in New York.
Oh, wow. So a career launched in the ladies' restroom. I love it.
Yeah, how many people can replicate that?
That's awesome. So there must be a lot of brain power in that house, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Their kids are making games.
Oh,
their kids
of course
have,
they are.
Like, Gunman Taco Truck made by their son, and it's so cute. I just love the fact that more people, that they are inspiring the next generation.
It goes to show what a good role model can do.
Exactly.
Tell me about some other interviews you've done.
I really enjoyed the interview I did with Blair Coleman. See, she's a fantastic artist, and she did a really interesting game. It was called A Fitting. And then let me find the screenshot of her playing A Fitting. And she had to contort her body into all these different shapes, and it was using the Kinect technology for the Xbox.
Oh, nice. Very cool. So you're not just fiddling with a joystick here. She's into it with her arms and her legs.
Yeah, full body game. And this is pictured when it was on display at Columbia College here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the story behind this game, it was made by Blair and Amanda DeTommy, and it was all about how society has these expectations of women, and they need to contort their bodies and conform to these norms. And if they don't, then there's this audience that watches you and boos you off the stage if you do poorly.
If you don't contort properly?
Yeah. If you don't conform, you get booed off the stage.
What happens if you do conform?
Then you keep on making poses, and you just keep making poses for as long as you can stand it until you fall over.
This is about encouraging conformity, I think. I'm not sure I agree with the principle of that game, but it's kind of sounds like it's fun at least.
Oh, it's like a narrative. It's what do you call it when you you're calling out something in society?
So there's some kind of social impact or some social message that's weaves its way through the game, you're saying.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't know what you call it.
It's not encouraging it. It's highlighting it and saying, you know, this exists and we don't like it.
Ah, okay, all right. It sounds painful. Have you played this game?
Beauty is pain, David.
Beauty is pain. I wouldn't know, but what else? This is show me some more. These are really good. How many do you have total? How many have you interviewed?
I've interviewed about 12 women so far.
Okay,
that's about one for every month that I've been running this blog for about a year now.
Do you have regular schedules, like always the first Monday or something like that?
Oh, it's whenever I can sort of, you know, make all the pieces fall into place and come together. So I just try to get one in every month, but there's not really a regular cadence to it right now.
Okay.
So another really fantastic interview I did was with another girl in Chicago called Cindy Miller, and she and Michael Block worked together to create a social change game called We Are Chicago, which addresses the,
the gang violence.
Yes, this game addresses the gang violence in the South Side of Chicago, and they really want to make an impact and make the world a better place through their game.
Have you played this game?
I have. I helped play test this game for them. And
tell me about that. That sounds interesting. Is it a role-playing game, or
how
does it address that issue?
It's a role-playing game, and you can see text appear on the screen, and you have a multiple choice, and you can choose which option you want to go with, and then that's like a choose-your-own-adventure story as you play through this game. Yeah, Cindy actually used to work for Disney, and she is one of the co-founders of the Voxels, a Chicago-based group for women in game development that I have also helped co-found.
Well, tell me about the Voxels.
Yeah, Voxels is a great group of girls here local to Chicago. We try to have meetups, and we usually do like one every 6 months, try to get like a winter holiday and a summer holiday meetup going on. Mm-hmm. So we want to encourage there to be a safe space for women to like have a low-pressure zone where they can practice their game development, work on a game, and have encouraging eyes to look at it and root for you, and also people who have built games before, like Cindy. She's got industry experience from Disney. Mm-hmm. We can all help each other grow as game developers, and we can encourage each other and use our pool our resources together.
What do you guys do at the meetups? Are you just talking to each other, or is there something more formal than that?
The meetups are usually social mixers to encourage networking, but we have organizers meetings where we get together and like get our resources together, and we also have voxels.com website.
Okay.
So that's where we can put resources. We've done game jams together. We encourage everybody to come out. We're inclusive. We don't exclude anybody to come do game jams, and we can go to itch.io, and you can find the Voxels account on itch.io.
Itch, how do you spell that?
Like scratch an itch.
ITCH?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's local to Chicago, right? These meetups?
Yes.
Okay. This lady right here, I forgot her name already.
Cindy.
Cindy is a...
Indie
Cindy. Indie Cindy. She has some formal training. She worked for Disney. She must have had some excellent experience there. Do you find that a lot of these game developers? Are they going to school for that? Are they getting that kind of formal training? Or are they just in their basement hacking? What's the pattern?
So Elise Motzni and Blair Coleman went to Columbia College for game design.
Okay.
Cindy had an education for game design. Let me see here. Nina Freeman got a master's. What was Nina Freeman's master's? So a lot of these actually did find a way to educate themselves. So she got a master's in integrated digital media.
Okay.
And Jean Stelzer, she worked for IBM for many, 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 many years. And she's retired. She was a senior software engineer at IBM. And she had a computer science minor and a major in mathematics, actually. Because when she was coming into the industry, mathematics was really all there was in relation to computers. Like, weren't that many computer science programs, and there certainly weren't any gaming programs.
Okay, so she was building a line of business applications at IBM. She retired from that and then decided to have a little fun.
Actually, like, she was also recruiting more diverse employees for IBM while she was employed there.
Good for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
So speaking of patterns, are you seeing that a lot of these women have the same background, and they're kind of coming into the gaming industry the same way, or are they all over the map in that regard?
I've actually noticed a pattern in their families. A lot of them are introduced to technology by a male family member.
Okay.
Like, they'll play a game on their dad's lap, or they'll play a game with their brother, two-player, or they'll have a male cousin. So that's how a lot of them get started. Sometimes it's sisters, and they get, like, a Nintendo for Christmas, and they play that way. But it's, like, Christmas presents and holidays with the family, where they get a game console, and they're introduced to gaming, and they fall in love with it.
Okay, that's interesting. That's a lesson for the males that are in the audience, like me, that we can serve as role models for females. As few females are in the game development industry now, there were a lot less a generation ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they found the role models where they could, right?
And that is kind of another goal for SheBuildsGames.com, is to put more women in a more visible spot so they can be discovered, and highlight the positive women in game development to be role models for another generation.
Do you find that the women who are building games right now are interested in being role models, or are they just want to build their games and get them out there? Or do they want to inspire the next generation?
That's a really good question. I think that a lot of them are passionate to just get out there and build games, and I don't think they think about being role models.
Okay.
But the girls who are in the Voxels have signed up to be inspirational people and
help. That's your
mission. Yeah, mentor others, tutor others, and be inspirational. For the other people who are not Voxels members, it's hard to say, like, if that's part of their goal. But I think just the fact that they would come onto my website and do this interview with me is a sign that they want to help inspire the next generation.
Excellent. How do you find these women that do you interview?
A lot of them were just friends I met here in Chicago. I went to school with a few of these girls, and then through the Voxels, I would partner up with them, and we would interview them over Skype. That's how I did it with Brenda Romero and Adriel Wallach, who is the creator of the Train Jam, which takes the train from Chicago to San Francisco to go to the Game Developers Conference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of this.
Oh, yeah. Train Jam. It sold out in 35 seconds this year.
35
seconds.
So this is like a Hunger Games to get rushed to get tickets like that?
Yeah. The digital Hunger Games on Twitter is bonkers. So that's kind of exploded into popularity.
I guess so.
So Adriel Wallach agreed to do a Skype interview with the Voxels, and I was able to transcribe a few of the answers. It was a group effort, so we would all contribute questions, and we'd have a list of them put together, and she would just answer as we go. And we were actually in a room. We were, like, streaming and recording the whole room, and people would, like, raise their hand and ask her questions while she was on a screen in front of us.
That's excellent. You're doing a lot of these over Skype. Are you? And then the SheBuildsGames.com is all text based.
Yes.
Is the interview itself available somewhere?
I haven't made these interviews, like, the audio or video files available. The Voxels have the full video available on the YouTube if you are a Voxels member.
Okay.
As for me, no. There's a lot of editing that I do. Like, there's a lot of fluff to cut out from audio recordings.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to make this, like, accessible to people who might not have sound available on their computers.
Do you have anybody lined up for your next interview?
I could do Erin Robinson. She was a game developer from Chicago, but now she's moved to Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in talks with Erin Robinson Swink now. She got married for about a year. and or I could do Heather Decker. She is the chair of the board of the IGDA, the International Game Developers Association, here in Chicago.
Okay.
She's a superstar. I would be honored to have either one of those ladies on my show.
I'm sure they're listening right now. Consider yourselves invited. they might not be listening at all.
I will show them this video.
I hope that they do. Let's imagine that somebody out there is a female game developer and they think, boy, I have a great story to tell. I would love to be interviewed and be part of She Builds Games. Would you be interested in talking to that person?
Absolutely, yes.
Where would she get a hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter at She Builds Games, all one word. You can also send an email to shebuildsgames@gmail.com. And those are two good ways to get in contact with me. I check those pretty frequently. You can also look for @voxels on Twitter. I also get those notifications. So please do reach out if you're interested in this. I would love to set up some interviews and set up time to make it happen.
I hope that happens. I just learned yesterday that you are related to a famous female computer scientist. Tell me about that.
So yeah, on my dad's side, I am related to Grace Hopper.
Wow.
Rear Admiral Grace Hopper, and she is a total role model to me.
To many others.
Yeah, she invented the language of COBOL.
I forgive her. Now back then, I'm just kidding. Back then, it was a big deal.
It was a big
no
deal.
No longer, we don't like COBOL anymore because
but,
of better stuff.
Like, but that was one of the first times that people were using English to talk to computers.
I agree. I make joke.
You make joke. You make the comedy joke. Okay.
And that is amazing. A rear admiral and the inventor of COBOL, a computer scientist.
And
that's
she coined
one
the
badass
term,
lady right there.
She coined the term bug in the program because she found a literal moth in a computer. She has some really good interviews up. You can actually find those on YouTube, too. She was on the David Letterman show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Wow. Like 90-year-old lady just sitting there being just amazing and spunky.
I bet she put Dave in his place.
Oh, yeah, she did. Oh, my gosh. She's so great. I love her. She's so spunky. So my dad's mom's brother's sister's cousin or some such. I have a family tree that actually like explains where she is, but
it sounds like so Grace Hopper, your great great aunt on your dad's side or whatever, is an inspiration. Are there any other people that inspired you to get into game development?
Get into game development. It was just the game development was just something I did because I had a brother that I played games with. So I think that games are more interesting than a lot of other technologies. I'm not really interested in like business for business's sake or, you know, just apps that make your life easier. I want something that's engaging and entertaining and that tells a story or tells a message, something that somebody can put their love into.
Okay.
And I did get a major in computer science and a minor in communications, and I decided to go into computer science because I was spending all my time on the computer at home anyway.
Might as well get paid to do it, right?
Might as well get paid to do it, exactly. My dad worked at Microsoft, so he was bringing home computers when I was a kid, so I was introduced to technology at an early age.
Good for him for inspiring you, and good for you for inspiring other people out there.
Well, thank you very much, David.
Sarah, thanks so much for being on my show.
It's been a pleasure. Technology's better when you build it with friends.